5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. It is now day 21 of the government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor Monday, ahead of what turned out to be the 11th failed attempt to reopen the government. Senator Schumer said Republicans seem happy not to negotiate, adding that fixing health care is an immediate issue.
The ACA premium crisis is not a fix-it-later issue, like Republicans keep pretending it is. It's a fix-it-now issue. Because very soon, Americans are going to have to make some really difficult choices about which health care plan they choose for next year.
Chess grandmaster Daniel Naroditsky has died at age 29. In a statement posted on social media, his family wrote in part, quote, "Let us remember Daniel for his passion and love for the game of chess and for the joy and inspiration he brought to us all every day before asking for privacy." The statement did not mention a cause of death. This is ABC News. French investigators are still poring over the security footage at the world's most famous museum following a brazen jewelry theft this weekend. ABC's James Longman is in Paris with more.
At the Ministry of Culture, where the beauty and heritage of France is on proud display, some difficult questions for the woman meant to keep French history safe.
Madame la Ministre, James, the minister is clearing her desk to make sure there's nothing suspect.
Quand on regarde les images,
all the evidence points to organized crime, she tells me. This was a simple but spectacular operation. They spent just 3 minutes and 50 seconds in the gallery. But we can't rule out an inside job, she says.
Following its 2022 decision to expand gun rights in the U.S., the Supreme Court this week has agreed to review a case that could determine whether people who regularly smoke marijuana can legally own firearms. The Justice Department made this appeal after a lower court largely struck down a law barring people who use any illegal drugs from having guns. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high near 50, scattered light rain likely, especially starting about midday. Breezy and brisk with scattered light rain and drizzle for Tuesday night, a low of 39. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chilly and breezy, a few sprinkles possible and a high of 50. 55 Thursday and near 60 for Friday. Saturday, 60 degrees, 62 maybe for Sunday. We have an east-northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. Yesterday, 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain fell. We hit a high of 68 on Monday. After a midnight reading of 45, we've been as low as 37. Right now, it is 39 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer as we start out today, Tuesday, October 21st.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
We start the day in a positive way right there with Merle Haggard and the band. Precious Lord, take my hand, and Jesus, hold my hand. A medley today of positiveness. Before that, our national anthem, performed by Tricia Yearwood. Hello, my friends. It's time for us to get together again on a Tuesday, October 21st. Phil Lee with you, plowing out the eyelids here, ready to go. And we have a lot of good things to tell you about, sports-wise. Some good Monday night football games last night. We'll begin WIAA volleyball tournament play tonight. Details when we check sports in about 10 minutes from right now. It is time to do some walking toward Tuesday.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you broke and you promised and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Ah, Pete and Lynn.
Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. someday you may be lonesome too.
You talking about me, Ernest?
Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know.
Remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Surprised if she was standing there crying.
WRCO Radio. Some notes on today from Community Calendar. SPARK, Creative Engagement Programs for People with Memory Loss and Their Care Partners, will meet today from 10 until 11:30. Registration is required. Call 563-873-3537 for more information. And Southwest Cat Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck will be in Rockbridge at the Natural Bridge Store today from 10:30 until 11:30, and they'll be in Casanova from 12:30 until 1:30. Southwest CAP is required to collect names, ages, addresses, and household size. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates can speed up the process. Our community calendar today, public service of WRCO. We're at 39 degrees, so a little warmer than yesterday when we dipped down there to the upper 20s, so about 10 degrees warmer, although it still feels a bit frosty today.
Goodbye, Lucius, she blew another man. Say l'amour, portageur, if you can. You're high class, you got a pass, now you're a wheel.
Carl Smith on the Mill Cow Show. Good morning. At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Slaughter cows are stronger, Holstein calves are steady, and the black calves that came in were mostly day-old calves with wet navels. The Holstein bull calves sold up to 10.50 with the lightweight beef calves under 10. The fleshy cows, better condition, sold from 131 to 151 with three cows 90 to 114. The big beef bulls up to 191, lighter bulls 141. Darren Coleman, Jim, and the crew thanks everyone for their support, both selling and buying. Mathis Farms Auction, Mark and Viola will do their best to get you the top dollar for your livestock.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors just introduced 0% for 96 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $206 a month. Mid-sized compact tractors with loaders as low as $292 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way. This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at TaliesinPreservation.org.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443. Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
An update on sports at 5:20 is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. George Springer put Toronto ahead with a three-run home run in the seventh inning, and the Blue Jays advanced to the World Series for the first time since 1993 by beating the Seattle Mariners 4-3 in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series last night. The World Series gets underway with a game in Los Angeles on Friday. Elsewhere in football yesterday, two Monday night games. Detroit held off Tampa Bay 24-9, and Seattle was a winner over Houston 27-19. From the NHL, Minnesota 3-1 over the Rangers, Philadelphia 5, Seattle 2, Montreal beat Buffalo 4-2, Winnipeg 2, Calgary 1, Vegas 4-1 over Carolina. The NBA gets underway with action this week. The Bucks begin their first game of the regular season tomorrow night. This evening, Houston plays at Oklahoma City and Golden State at the LA Lakers as the NBA gets underway. That's an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Right now, 39 degrees in Richland Center. We need to work out. We need to warm up. And we can do that courtesy of the Aerobic Polka, which is fueled by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All righty, 522. Get ready. Loosen up a little bit here. All right, it's aerobic polka time.
Let's
on
go,
a Tuesday.
Fellas. Hey, Bob Reba.
Yankovic and the gang and the Hey Baba Reba Polka right there. I enjoyed that. And there's a fly in here. He's enjoying it too. Oh, wait a minute. There's two flies. And I showered this morning too. What's going on here?
I've played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone. Yes, winter's coming on. Played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on.
Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home.
Johnny can't come home, no, Johnny can't come home.
Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home,
'cause he's been on the chain gang too long.
High sheriff and police riding after me,
riding after me, yes, coming after me.
High sheriff and police riding after me,
and I feel like I've got to travel on.
Wanna see my honey, wanna see her bad.
She's the best gal this poor boy ever had. I've played around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've played around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on, travel on, travel on.
If you got a Cadillac, bucket full of money and a tree full of honey, but if you get no hooking, no smooching or mugging, well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make it, boy, you're going the wrong, boy, you gotta get a little honey. It's better than money. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If they call you a big man, you got a lot of bottom land. If you're kin to the president and you help run the government, but if you get no attention, you're better off on a pension. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. String of long cars and you're smoking them four-bit cigars, you ain't so well-to-do unless you get a little coochie-coo. It takes a little bit of smacking or your life is a-lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living.
Aaron Young on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show with some advice for you today. It should be a little bit more like a fall day today, a high of 50, some sunshine early, then mostly cloudy, windy, cool, scattered showers likely by midday, and our winds today between 15 and 25 with gusts over 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and blustery with some light showers, especially early, a low of 39. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high near 50. Wednesday night, partial clearing later and frost possible, a low of 33. Thursday, partly cloudy, not as breezy, and a high of 53. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm and our temperature is up 2 degrees from the overnight low. It is 39 at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
A little more optimism about soybean prices. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer, the one that started it all, the one that still turns heads, the one to beat. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer at pioneer.com/100. Soybean prices began the week higher on prospects of U.S. and China trade negotiations progressing. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart says President Trump's optimistic tone about a potential deal over the weekend gave the market a spark.
Any whisper we hear about China, the market is definitely reacting. So
It's definitely a volatility-inducing.
He says there's concern negotiations could fall apart again, but if the Chinese resume purchases of soybeans...
As you're looking right now, the market's wanting to put on 10, 15, 20 cents whenever we're getting positive news about China. So that tells you that they see upside beyond that.
Hart says the carry in soybean futures indicates the market is ready to move higher if a deal with China gets done. Harvesting continues in Wisconsin. Joe Amberg has farmland near Hillsdale, and he rents to a neighbor and says the combines are rolling.
Corn hasn't been touched in this area yet, of course, but beans are getting worked on, yes.
Amy Penterman and her husband Sander have a dairy farm near Thorpe, and they've wrapped up corn silage, and most of her area is pushing to finish soybean harvesting before midweek rains. She says yields vary.
There's some soybean fields that are down, but I think... when we're used to those high yields and then we get back down to those average yields, it feels like it's, well, it is a bigger loss. So I think that's kind of where we're sitting on most fields. But there are spotty losses out there.
Petterman says a lot of dry corn for grain is starting to leave the fields, and area farmers were fortunate to not have intense disease pressure. An Iowa farmer says crop yields have been highly variable depending on weather and disease pressure. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more.
Harvest progress has been favorable in South Central Iowa. Knoxville farmer Steve Kuiper says the crop has been coming out fast, but yields have been mixed.
Generally, our area's soybeans have been good. Corn's all over the place. It kind of depended on if you put fungicide on or not, and, you know, planting dates, hybrids.
He tells Brownfield disease pressure impacted his corn crop.
There's a lot of hybrids that typically are racehorses, and the southern rust has been awful hard on them.
Kuiper says he expects to fully wrap up this year's harvest by the end of the month.
We've probably got 800 acres of corn to pick yet.
From South Central Iowa, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Economist Nathan Kaufman with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says financial conditions in the ag sector are holding steady, but there's plenty of uncertainty going into 2026.
Most producers are still able to service the debt that they would have on their loans.
He says preserving cash and holding off on upgrades will be one of the best ways to manage risk. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Couldn't have. Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be Wednesday, October 22nd. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Tractors, machinery, four-wheelers, and more online-only ending October 22nd at 6 p.m. Soft close. Tractors, motorcycles, vehicles, tools, farm machinery, and much, much more online-only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close again. For more info, go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mix. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists are lower across all major feeding areas again this week. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were $5 to $15 lower. Steer calves were $10 to $20 higher. Heifer calves were $5 to $15 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate for feeder cattle after a sharp decline in those cattle futures on Friday. Quality was not as attractive as last week's offering. Medium and large one feeder steer, 659 to 697 pounds, brought $376 to $409. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 667 to 686 pounds, brought $355 to $390. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with strong demand for light offerings. Choice up 241 at 369.18. Select was 319 higher at 353.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 95,000 head, down 11,000 on the week and down more than 24,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors didn't move huge numbers to start the week and weren't very aggressive in their procurement efforts. The market remains largely focused on demand. Domestic demand has been benefiting from pork's competitive price in the meat case. That will likely continue. As for global demand, a lot of uncertainty remains as the industry lacks critical trade data amid the ongoing partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Direct closed 40 cents lower with a weighted average of 89.74. The Iowa Minnesota was 44 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.50, and the Western Corn Belt was up 23 cents with a weighted average of 90.41. Pork values ended the day lower, down 62 cents at 102.08. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and up about 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were up on an oversold bounce, and feeders were mostly lower, awaiting details on the government's intervention into retail beef prices. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were mostly steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were up on domestic demand and optimism ahead of those trade talks with China. November beans were 12 and a quarter higher at 10.31 and three quarters. January was up 13 and a quarter at 10.50. Corn was supported by short covering. December was up three quarters at 4.23 and a quarter. March was a half higher at 4.37. Live cattle saw a bounce. December live was up $1.82 at $243.65. February was $1.70 higher, $244.52. Feeders were mostly lower with questions about the government plan to lower beef prices. November did close 97 higher at $372.67. And nearby hogs were down on spread trade with December 30 lower at $82.07 and February down 5 at $84.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality commitment and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The first of two shows on priorities for the U.S. dairy industry today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. U.S. dairy farmers have built quite an export market. Randy Mooney has been chairman of Dairy Farmers of America for the past 17 years.
When I first started in this industry, I think we exported maybe 2% of what we produce. Today, that's 16, 17, 18%. And the world needs our product. The world wants our product. And I don't think the U.S. dairy industry could be sitting in any better spot from a processor side or a producer side than it is right now. Now, do we have our challenges? Of course we do. We always have. We always will. But we'll work our way through that.
One of those challenges is the tariff situation. Dara Maccabee is CEO of Idaho Milk Products and also the chairman of the International Dairy Foods Association.
We believe that tariffs, the way they're applied at the moment, are an unnecessary nuisance. That Idaho Milk Products have been able to manage around the worst of the impacts. There's a confusion about what's going on with trade. And I think for business, uncertainty is the worst thing.
Another issue high on the priority list for dairy is the instability of the labor force caused by immigration policy changes. These guys will be back in tomorrow's show to weigh in. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Planning home improvements, a new addition, or building a garage or house? Start at Harchi Lumber, where making your project easier and more affordable is what they do best. From the ground up, Harchi Lumber carries a complete line of quality building materials. Drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, and more. Need help with a pole building? Harchi's experienced construction crews are ready to get that job done too. Plus, they offer prompt job site deliveries with self-unloading trucks to keep your project moving. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 or stop at Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A group representing farmers, processors, and other businesses is pushing for reforms to allow reliable and highly skilled workers to stay on the job in the U.S. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. James O'Neill is the Director of Legislative Affairs and Agriculture for the American Business Immigration Coalition. He says the Secure America's Workforce campaign is trying to show the federal officials that farmers, processors, and others need these skilled, reliable workers.
We need solutions that both protect and retain the workforce that we have in American agriculture, filling essential roles, and that also revise our visa systems.
O'Neill says enforcement raids are causing disruptions in the farm workforce.
There are farmers that are concerned that if their facility were to be raided, they might have workforce that is forced out, and that leaves the farmer out in the cold. They don't have the ability to get their crops picked. They wouldn't have the ability to make sure that their cows get milked.
O'Neill says the H-2A program is the only option for most, and it's not working because it's insufficient, too expensive, and cuts out livestock and produce growers that have year-round operations. O'Neill says everyone supports efforts to remove dangerous criminals with enforcement raids, but
the reality that we find ourselves in is that actually a very small percentage of the folks that are being detained and then eventually deported have any criminal record at all.
O'Neill spoke with dairy groups and Brownfield during World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weight was up a penny at 66.5, one sale there. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2 cents, 179.5, six sales. Cheese barrels went up 0.25 cent to 177.25, one sale. Butter prices dropped 1.5 cents to 158, 15 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 111 and no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from Mantalon.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 50, windy and cool with scattered showers likely by midday. West to northwest winds 15 to 25 today with gusts over 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, blustery with some light showers and a low of 39. Right now, WRCO Studios, after the daytime high yesterday, we were hanging out at 68 degrees. It won't be that warm again for a while, it doesn't appear. It is 39 degrees.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Well, you have taken everything you can't stand. Stand your ground. Hold forth. Withstand pain. And if when you're running, it seems the wind is always in your face. Just keep on running, cause the wind is bound to change. Hold on with all your strength to all the things the wise men have taught you. Keep searching, though your searching might be in vain. And when you're in doubt, just keep on dancing with the one who brought you. Keep running, cause the wind is bound to change. When you have taken everything you can stand, stand your ground. Wind is about to change, about to change. Wind is about to change, about to change. Wind is about to change.
Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers Band at WRCO, and the wind is bound to change. Oh, that pesky wind. I just, yeah, whatever, you know. Not a fan, but I know it's a necessary thing. The spring, I think, is worse when I'm out trying to call a baseball game, but still, it kind of, and it'll ruin our beautiful scenery as well, because this wind that they're predicting for today is going to take out more of the color. Oh, well. 'Tis the season. Here's Sawyer Brown.
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. But they won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. On the dirt road, thank you.
live life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. But when it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times come together.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated. Driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Bobby G. Rice returns home for a concert on October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Through the years, 30 Billboard-charted country hits and a one-time CMA-nominated Male Vocalist of the Year.
You lay so easy on my mind.
Bobby G. Rice live at the Richland Center City Auditorium, Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. Tickets available at eventbrite.com or at the door. Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center, Saturday, October 25th. Join us as we welcome Bobby G. Rice back home.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city. The way I feel is a dog.
Legendary country artist Bobby G. Rice, Saturday, October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy the show while sitting in the all-new comfortable seats in the refurbished auditorium.
I wanna go back.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some blustery and cool weather here the next couple of days, thanks to a strong low pressure system currently moving into Lake Superior. The system brought a cold front through here last night, producing about a 10th inch of rain or less across most of our area. We are expecting a few more showers to move in from the northwest by late this morning and this afternoon. Could bring us another 10th of an inch or so. Along with those gusty winds, wind advisories posted for much of Minnesota and Iowa, where the winds could gust to 40 miles an hour or more, just a little bit lighter in our area. Again, temperatures will be on the cool side the next couple of days. We could see a widespread frost out there Wednesday night into Thursday. Better chances Thursday night into Friday morning of a hard frost or freeze that would end the growing season for most spots. Temperatures will moderate over the weekend, and there could be a weak weather system impacting us early Saturday. A stronger system projected to move in for early next week. Today's forecast, some sunshine early, then mostly cloudy, windy and cool, scattered showers likely by midday, high temperature close to 50, west wind 15 to 25 miles an hour, gusting over 30, mostly cloudy and blustery tonight with some light showers, especially early, low at 39. Mostly cloudy, breezy and cool tomorrow, high 49 degrees, west-northwest wind 12 to 20, gusting to 25. Wednesday night, partial clearing later, frost possible, low at 33. Thursday, partly cloudy, not as breezy, high 53. On Friday, a hard frost likely early. Otherwise, sunny to partly cloudy and pretty nice. Low near 29 with a high of 58. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light showers in the morning. Low 37 with a high of 60. Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild for late October. Low near 42 with a high of 61. Chance of a shower Sunday night with some rain likely on Monday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
39 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday's high was 68. We did pick up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high for October 21st, 86 in 1953. Record low, 16 in 1952. Last year's high, 81. The low of 39. Sunset will occur at 9 minutes after 6 this evening. Sunrise time this morning, 7:24. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.71. No precipitation today. Cloudy skies after an overnight low of 37. We're at 39 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
News this hour at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. It is 38 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center.